No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I'm in here with one of the littest rappers in the universe, PB Cocaine. How you doing?
I'm good. That was a stretch, but thank you.
You think that's a stretch?
Yeah, right now. Not like forever, but for now, yeah.
Late. Listen, you came out and you made a splash. I was showing my girlfriend your page earlier, and she was like amazed by how good your Instagram engagement and shit is. I think you need to own your star power.
Okay. I'll start.
Yeah, because I'm going to be honest, like when I first saw your music, your video, we were playing that shit in here like crazy. Like there had to be a couple weeks where I showed everyone who came in the office the DDLG video.
Don't cap.
Facts. Ask anyone. Laura. They know. They've all had to watch it probably more times than they wanted to. I was just shocked and amazed and like couldn't believe that this was real.
Yeah, it's pretty real.
Okay, so who is PB Cocaine? Where are you coming from?
Like where I was born?
Yeah.
I was born out here kind of. Like not LA, but like Santa Clarita. That's like I was born in Panorama, but I lived in Santa Clarita.
Okay. How old are you right now?
19. Yeah.
Okay, and so what was your upbringing like? I've been in Santa Clarita. I've been to all the malls out there and shit.
There's one mall out there.
Yep, but I've been to it like 18 times.
My grandparents, they raised me. Because my mom's not shit.
So not like, shit like what? Like she's fucked up?
Yeah. She's just got a lot of problems.
Really? Yeah. So she was just kind of never around?
She was like in and out. Like it was either jail or the crib, so.
Wow. So your grandparents, though, you had a pretty good upbringing from them?
Yeah, but it's not like it's different than going to your grandparents every weekend and they spoil you. Like,
right.
It was just like being raised by my parents, but they're my grandparents.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you still don't have a relationship with your mom?
I did, and then I cut it off.
Really? Why? She's just still kind of fucked up?
Yeah, she's fucking insane.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she going to see this?
There's something wrong with her. I hope she sees this, and I hope she decides to get help.
Really?
Yeah, because I got to get help so she can get help, too.
You need to get help?
Yeah.
In terms of what?
My mental health.
Are you currently pursuing your mental health?
Like, am I getting help right now? Yeah.
Yeah? What, you have a therapist, or?
Yeah, I see, I don't know if that you call her a psychic or a witch doctor, but like I'm seeing one of them right now.
Really?
And I'm gonna see a therapist too.
This is a big thing. I realized when I saw the thing about Asian Doll saying that King Von was speaking to her through like a third party, like she had like a witch doctor of some sort. I'm not sure exactly how she would identify it. I realized like girls are really out here communicating with the, I don't know, spiritual realm.
Yeah, I more so like just wanted my chakra balance and a spiritual cleansing.
What is that chakra exactly? Because I've been calling NLE Choppa NLE Chakra ever since he decided that he was a fucking yoga guru, but I don't actually know what that is.
So it's like, for example, the most common chakra that people know is like your third eye chakra.
Okay.
And so it's like there's seven of them. They like go up your body and like, you, like if they're blocked, it's a lot to explain.
Who put you onto this?
Technically, I don't really remember. Like, I've always been into crystals, but, like, I didn't know really about chakra until Next Youngin showed me Avatar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we will get to her. What was your high school career like? What kind of kid were you and shit?
Bad.
I realize it was, like, very recent.
Yeah, I was a bad kid. Like,
right.
Through elementary school, I was bad. In the middle school, I was bad. And high school, I was bad. I'm just messy.
Bad in what way? You were smoking cigarettes in the bathroom?
No, I mean, like, yeah, I would hit the vape in the bathroom. But, like, not cigarettes.
No, cigarettes are old school. All the kids in high school don't smoke cigs anymore?
No.
Damn. Think about how old school I am that, well, I never did it, but I would see kids smoking cigarettes in the bathroom.
That's gross.
Yeah. But wait, so were you getting in trouble, or what was going on? Were your grandparents just, like, horrified by your bad behavior?
I was just messy. Like, I just was in drama all the time. Like, I put myself where I didn't need to be.
What, like, fighting, beefing with other girls?
I mean, like, yeah, I probably beefed with a bunch of bitches, but, like, I've only ever gotten in a few fights.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in Santa Clarita, like, where are you beefing with girls? Just at school? In the fucking mall? What?
At school, in the mall. And, like, you know, like, how there's that one bus stop that, like, everybody go to?
You had that?
Yeah, we had that one bus stop that everyone go to. So I'd beef with everybody there. What but it's, the like, fuck? I didn't even need to be at the bus stop. I had rides from home. Like, I had rides to go to home, but, like, I was, like, fuck it, I'm going to go to the bus stop.
Right. Okay. So were you interested in rap music or making music during high school?
I mean, like, I always wrote music, well, like, kind of in the form of poetry, but, like, I always wrote music. I just, like, didn't know how to pursue it.
Uh-huh. Okay, so how did you... Well, I'm gonna wait to get to that. I'm still more interested in, like, the early version of PB Cocaine. When did you get that name, by the way?
Like, May?
May.
Yeah, it wasn't always PB Cocaine. It was Trap Bunny Bubbles.
Right. I heard about that, too. And you chose to get rid of that?
Yeah.
Why? It just didn't fit what you were really trying to do?
No, it was just a bad part of my life. And I was ready to let it go. But now it's tatted on me, so it's here forever.
The Trap Bunny thing has been there all along?
Yeah, like when I turned 18, when I started dancing.
Okay. So you went into stripping immediately
yeah,
as soon as you turned
18?
Yeah,
on my 18th birthday. Swear. Really? And they didn't let me audition because it was a Friday. And I was like, bro, I don't give a fuck. But I guess you can't audition on a Friday. So then I went back Monday, like immediately.
Okay. And you just knew that this is what you wanted to do with your life or what?
Yeah, I like dancing. Like dancing is like a stress reliever.
It's right.
Like, I don't like go up on the pole and like shake ass. Like I go and I dance to slow music. And I'm like, I don't know. It's something peaceful about it. Like pole dancing is more of an art. I really wasn't in it for the money. Because like at the time I was living with my grandparents. So like I didn't need to make money.
But I mean, being a stripper, there's more to it too. You got to fucking finesse these dudes into giving you money and getting lap dances and shit, right?
Yeah, but I didn't care about that. Like, I didn't really care about making money for the club or for myself because I didn't have to make money. I just did it because I thought it was fun.
Were you making a lot of money though?
Absolutely not.
Not really?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not like what they want to see.
Oh,
like,
really?
They want to see a girl go up there and shake ass and be nasty. I want to go up there and I want to use my ballet and I want to use, like, I want to actually dance.
That's interesting, because I feel like almost no strippers are really, like, there to dance. Most of them seem like they're there to make money.
No, I like to dance.
That's dope. You were in dance, like, when you were younger and whatnot?
I grew up on ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, all that.
Okay. That's what's up. Did you, were you living the life of a heterosexual woman during your high school career, or when did you realize you were a lesbian?
Not exactly. I mean, like, I had my first kiss hella young, like... with this girl in the bathroom. Her name was Justice.
Justice?
Yeah.
PP Cocaine and Justice smooching in the bathroom. It sounds like a fucking, like it's like a superhero plot or something.
It was like second grade, I think, or first grade. I don't remember, but like we went to the upper kids bathroom because you know how like in elementary school you got the lower kids bathroom and the upper kids bathroom?
My elementary school was really, I think only had one tier of bathroom.
Okay, no. So we had, there was two bathrooms because it was like the lower kids stayed on one side of the school. Like they had their own playground and shit.
Oh, okay. That's smart.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Wait, so when you took on the PB Cocaine name, was it because you were doing a lot of cocaine or did it just sound cool?
No, I did it because I stopped taking drugs.
Really?
Yeah. Because I basically... I was doing all the drugs. I was doing all of them.
From what age? When did you start messing around with drugs?
18.
Okay.
Yeah, my ex.
Aren't you 19 right now?
Yeah.
This is like a very fast,
yeah,
fast forwarded
turn
plot.
I'm gonna turn 20 this year. I'm gonna turn 20, not this year, but like next year. I'm turning 20 in June.
Okay, but so when you turned 18, you just started going crazy and doing everything?
Yeah, kind of like me, like the girl I was with. We're together for like 3 days, and she was like, "Try ecstasy." I was like, "Fuck it." And
right.
So, like, I did it, and we did it in a hotel, and it was so bad. It was so scary. I never wanted to do it again, but then I did it again with her anyways.
How long did you wait to do it again?
I don't really remember. I just know that, like, we weren't together for long. We were probably together for, like, 3 months.
Okay. I feel like most people, when they do ecstasy, they don't have that experience. Like, for me, when I first did ecstasy, I was just like, holy shit, I didn't know that anything like that was possible.
No,
I, felt so
I wasn't
good.
Drinking enough water.
Oh, well, that would definitely fuck it up.
So
yeah.
I was really like, it was terrible. It was so bad. I hated it.
Getting dehydrated in general is a huge issue with drugs. Like, you need to have gallons and gallons around you at all times, I feel like, if you're going to do that stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
But so how long were you fucking with drugs before you decided to swear off them and change your name to include a very popular drug?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I started drugs probably in, like, July, and then I stopped, like, May 30th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you smoke weed?
No.
Well, if you were to, you might want to try out these Rude Exotics. That's our sponsor for this episode, and they make some of the finest weed that we've ever smoked around here.
I'm sure that they're great, but if you smoke right now, I'll probably smell it, and I'll be able to tell you if it's good.
Oh, okay. You'll smell it, and that'll be enough?
Yeah.
So you're like an expert weed smeller, but you don't actually take part?
I used to smoke hella weed, but like every time I smoke weed now, like I just have anxiety, and like I feel like I can't breathe.
Yeah. I hear that sometimes. You ever done mushrooms?
Yes and no. Like, I did, like, I probably took a bite of one, but, like, I never, like, felt the effects.
Okay, well, this company, Rude Exotics, they also make these fucking mushroom chocolate bars. I'm going to do myself a favor and not take them on this episode, because during the Sada Baby one, we got a little weird. But then they also have these capsules so you can microdose the mushrooms as well. Straight up, mushroom capsules.
That shit's not illegal.
You know, I wonder the same thing every time that they hit us up to do ads for them.
Yeah, like,
apparently
what
it's all right.
Are you doing?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, if we had a brand deal for, like, any other drug, you'd think it would be illegal. But, hey, we out here. So if you do want to take mushrooms on the podcast and immediately become a legend, just let me know.
That's cool. Not today.
Yeah. No, I totally support you in not doing them right now. Okay. So at what point how did this whole transformation happen when you decided you wanted to get off drugs and become a rapper, or like what was this like?
Okay. Those are way too different.
Separate
stories.
Incidents.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like I was making music as Trap Bunny Bubbles, but like it started in December when I met Next Youngin at a party.
Okay.
And like I thought she looked cool. So I was like, what's up? I like your watch. And then,
and she just knew about the rap game, and you guys hit it off on what level? Was it a romantic level? No, not like that. Okay.
We were just like hanging out, and you know, shit was cool. Sorry, like drugs was like a really bad time in my life.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Damn. So talking about that time period's tough for you.
Yeah, cause like. I know I hurt the people I love. And it sucks.
In what way?
I just wasn't, like, being the best influence. And, like, I kind of made my friends take drugs, too. And so, like, you know, it probably really fucked them up, too, as much as it fucked me up. So I feel bad.
Damn. So do you know anyone who's still kind of fucked up off drugs that got into it with you?
I don't think so. I think we all kind of stopped.
Well, that's good. I mean, that story, like, we've just seen that story end horribly so many times in rap music, even in the last couple of years, not to mention people that I know in my private life. Yeah, people, wow, there we go. Tissue box on deck. You know, it is. It's a terrible thing. And it's crazy how, you know, a lot of the music sort of, like, glamorizes it and doesn't really let kids know how bad it is, you know?
Yeah, it sucks.
Mm, definitely. Okay, but so you met her and you kind of started, in a way, do you feel like the music was kind of a way for you to escape the drug thing?
No, because I was still doing drugs on like when I made music.
Okay.
Like, I'm probably recorded most of those songs high.
Hmm. But have you recorded music not high? Have you gotten past that?
Mm-hmm. Most of the like newer music that I've recorded, I haven't been high. Like, anything that wasn't, like, December, anything that really doesn't say Trap Bunny Bubbles, I recorded sober.
Okay. That's what's up. When did you first start to really go viral? Because that's how I got introduced to you, was the DDLG video and just seeing it and being like, I can't believe what I'm witnessing. This is crazy.
I got in some beef on TikTok.
Like, beef?
Yeah, but, like, it was my own beef and I brought it to TikTok.
Okay. Which, that's what the kids be doing these days, from what I understand, is that you can just beef on TikTok now.
Yeah, and it goes crazy.
People love it, huh?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
And my beef was with my roommates.
Like, your roommates?
Yeah, they suck dick. They're awful.
Wait, so you just took to TikTok and just, what'd you say about them? Like,
basically what happened was, it was just so much, and like I barely even remember it now because it was so unimportant, but like, I lived with them because, like, I just needed a place to stay for a little bit. And then, like, just, like, shit was happening and, like, everything was good. But, like, apparently the main bitch who lived there, I think she's also a Gemini. So, like, of course we didn't get along.
Of course.
So, like, she, like, I don't know. She just wanted everything to be about her. And it was, like, I was coming into the picture and, like, I'm, I'm pretty much a star, you know?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
People like me. So it was like her roommates were like liking me more than her, I guess. And she got hurt. And like one night they were drunk and like I asked them, cause I didn't have a card at the time. So I asked them, I was like, okay, if I give you cash, can you cash app it to me? And then like, I guess they were all drunk and they were super mad at something. And they were like, they were going off on me. And I recorded the whole conversation, like me and Next Youngin recorded it. And then I took that and like, from the recording, I put the recording on TikTok and like I acted it out.
Oh.
It was funny.
And it went viral.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing that you had go viral?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many followers is your TikTok at right now?
3.5 million.
Holy shit. So you blew up on there before anything else?
Yeah.
And then did the music start going up on TikTok as well? Or?
Yeah, I started posting snippets. I posted the DDLG snippet first.
Right.
Yeah.
And people started fucking with it on TikTok.
Yeah, they made it for like, they made it as in like a challenge of like all the like cute boys and girls that they like. It was like for you, I like hit it for you, you know?
Right.
It became a challenge.
So where like, the fuck did your musical style come from? Because you have some of the craziest ad libs. Like if when you first hear that song, that's the one thing that's going to stick with you is that for you. Like I was walking around screaming that totally unrelated to the song for days after I first heard it.
I just like to scream and like, I don't know, I like to be annoying. People find me very annoying. Right now I'm nervous, but like, you know, but like, I'm like annoying. I know I'm annoying. So it's like, if I scream and I'm annoying, like somebody's going to think it's cool.
But do you feel like you're still very much like getting used to being on camera? Because it seems like we get like a kind of a quieter version of you in the other little interview clips that I saw of you previously. You're still getting used to being yourself in these awkward ass interviews and stuff?
Well, like, I just got my chakra balance yesterday, so like, I'm kind of like chilling right now. But like, you know, like, this will, like, we're gonna talk for a little bit, so my personality's gonna start to show.
Oh, yeah, I think you're doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, but so that was just you and Next Youngin in the studio making those songs. Was DDLG one of the first songs that you made, or is it just the first one that you thought really was going to blow?
No, Spain, like, I didn't start making music with Kane until, like, we decided to make a song together. But, like, she introduced me to Spain, and, like, Spain makes beats. He makes pretty much most of my beats.
That's him?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, I was like, oh shit, he makes beats, that's so cool, let me hop on one. And like, I don't know, like, we just all connected really good, and then like, we just started recording.
Uh-huh.
But all that shit was recorded in December in a closet.
In December? So it was about a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in a closet too?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you sign at some point?
Yeah, I'm signed currently to Columbia.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how's that going?
It's good.
Yeah? Are they the ones who, like, put up the money for the DDLG video and everything like
Absolutely
that?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
You did that video on your own?
Yeah, with Spain's help and Kane's help and the director of the video.
How'd you find those girls?
The internet. Like, I just posted who wanted to be in the video.
Right. It was pretty much whoever was down.
Yeah. That's how most of my shit goes. I don't like for people to, like, choose girls for me. It's like, I have to like them. So it's like, I'm going to choose the girls in my video.
Do you hook up with any of those girls? That's like a rapper thing,
no,
you know, like
everybody
wants to know if like Blueface is fucking the girls in his videos and stuff. I gotta ask you the same question, right?
No, I'm not fucking any of the girls in my video. I have a type and it's not really them.
What's your type?
Okay, I like tomboys.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody knows that. I always just say I don't have a type, but now everybody knows I like tomboys.
Give me an example, like a famous woman. Like, does Ellen DeGeneres, would she do it?
No.
I don't know that many lesbians. I'm kind of in the dark here.
No. You know Asia?
Asia?
Yeah.
No.
She's cute.
Who the fuck is Asia?
You want me to show you a picture?
Sure. Okay. She's just named after a continent. I thought you were going to say Asian doll for a second. I was like, yeah.
No, I was like,
she's not a tomboy. That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm trying to think of other lesbians I could throw out there, man. I'm so in the dark. Asia. So she's showing me somebody with 70,000 followers.
Yeah, we got a song together.
Oh,
I used to have the biggest
okay.
Crush
the
on
girl
her.
You worked with. All right. Yeah, no, okay, that's cool. You know Cash Page? I just had her in here.
I miss my cocoa butter kisses. That song?
Yeah.
I don't like know what she looks like, but I know who she is.
She's
like,
cute.
Yeah.
She's like, she likes girls too. Yo, if I A&R that collab, it's over. For real. Not even if you date, just if you do a song together. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Okay, but so that video you did all on your own, fucking, how much do you think it ended up costing? Are you even like tapped in on that kind of thing, or is your team sort of handling that sort of business stuff?
I booked the spaces. It wasn't really that much. Like, they were like 100, 150 an hour, and like, it was pretty easy.
Right.
Like, I just booked it with Peer Space.
Were you concerned when you were shooting the video, like, holy shit, this is not going to last on YouTube? They're going to take this shit down. It's pretty graphic. Like, there's some emojis that had to be included in there just to get it even up on YouTube in the first place.
Yeah, well, I didn't really care. Like, I'm very in tune with my sexuality, so it's like I'm going to embrace that through music. Because, like, all these niggas talk about, like, sex, and I'm just like, okay, well, me too.
Right. But it's pretty unique because it's very rare that you see a girl who's a lesbian and is as young as you and putting out content that is that explicit. Like, that's something I haven't really necessarily seen before.
That's lit.
No, I think it's great. It's the first for everything. Yeah. Are you like hyped on the level of support that you've gotten and shit? Because it's I'm sure that there's like you have crazy numbers on social media and stuff. It feels like you're kind of filling a void of like a space that maybe didn't have that many people in it before.
Yeah, definitely my support team right now, like, well, my main support team, like my family, my like gang, they're no one can support me like they do.
Right.
Yeah, because they put up with all my bullshit, and trust me, it's a lot.
What kind of bullshit? If I were to work for PP Cocaine, what would I have to deal with?
Nothing. I'm just mentally unstable.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, and how does it manifest itself?
What do you mean?
Like, what is like the craziest shit that your team has to deal with as a result of you being mentally unstable? You just like freak out, get depressed for a few days, or?
No, I mean, like, I'm always depressed, but I've been just throwing temper tantrums and shit. Like, it's a lot. I'm not gonna get into detail because I'll have to expose myself.
Do you so you feel for all the stuff that they have to deal with as a result of your whole thing?
Yeah, because they could have been drop my ass. They could have been like, okay, this bitch is really crazy, I'm cool.
Right. But that's part of, you know, if you want to deal with a superstar, a lot of superstars are kind of unstable. Like, I've had conversations with like Chief Keef's manager and just realizing like, holy shit, like, you have more patience than I could ever imagine having.
Yeah, they definitely have a lot of patience.
Right.
Like, a lot.
Are you on antidepressants?
No, I don't like medicine. And, really? Like, I probably should take medicine, but I don't like medicine. I feel like I can get through it. I don't want to take medicine.
Yeah, do you think it would kill your creative spirit if you were to be, I don't know, fucking on one of these, like, Prozac or whatever that might make you, like, have less erratic behavior but might also kind of numb you to the world around you?
Yeah, somewhat, because, like, when I was younger, like, I was in the hospital, and they gave me Lexapro, and then, like, they told me I was bipolar, which kind of made sense, because my mom's bipolar, so, like, they gave me medicine for that, but, like, it felt like it really didn't do anything. I just was just taking it to take it.
Right. Yeah, because I remember they put me on Wellbutrin, which is kind of similar, when I was in high school, and I think, like, at the time, I didn't really, like, understand what a big effect it was having on me. But when I look back at it, I feel like I don't remember, like, a few months of high school there. Not that I would probably remember high school regardless, because it's been a long time. But, okay. So, yeah, I mean, like, what has it been like just kind of elevating and getting so much more well-known in such a short period of time and shit? Like, you've just kind of become famous to whatever internet extent, like, very, very rapidly.
It's really fun. Like, I like attention. So, like, you know, it just feeds into me liking attention. So it's lit.
Right. So do you have mad girls in your DMs? What's that scene like?
Yeah, but not the girls I want.
Really?
Yeah.
You got, like, girly girls and you're not into it?
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, definitely if I was dating a girl and, like, if I was, like, dating a tomboy, and, like, a girly girl hit me up, I'd be like, yeah, let's get a threesome. But, like, I never see myself dating someone like me.
So you could do the threesome thing, or you wouldn't get too jealous? I feel like you might also be the jealous type in that situation.
I'm definitely the jealous type, but I mean, like, if we're both feeling it, and I can tell off energy. Like, if I know you're about to be grimy, bitch, I'm not gonna, like, even bring it up. I'm not gonna press the issue.
Right, you just have to have trust, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. Is Young M.A., like, the GOAT from your perspective?
I mean, she makes good music.
But isn't she, like, the hottest of that type?
No.
No?
No. She is not cute, bro.
If I... Really? Holy shit. See, if I was a lesbian, I feel like I would think that Young M.A. was the GOAT.
No, bro. Okay. She's not cute.
Well, this is why I'm not a lesbian, apparently. Damn, all right. Well, good to know.
Like, no hate towards her. Her music's great, but she's not cute.
Okay. I mean, you guys are in kind of different worlds, you know?
Yeah.
You ever worn, like, Timberlands and a Yankees hat?
No.
You should try it on. I feel like that's like, if you were like rocking that daily, then Young M.A. and you might seem like you were more in the same category.
Well, I don't need to be in the same category as her. I'm right. My own category. I created a category.
Respect. You fuck with Missy Elliott?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Is she from Minnesota?
I was kind of thinking like maybe she won't know who Missy Elliott is, and I'm gonna feel like a fucking asshole. Who else? Like, who else? Who do you find inspiration from musically at this point in your life? Like, artists that you really look at, like, they're the shit.
Gwen Stefani.
Really?
Yeah. And, Doja Cat.
Ooh, Doja Cat. Okay.
But, like, I really like her music before she signed.
Doja Cat. Yeah. When she was a weird-ass SoundCloud rapper before she started making all these pop songs.
Yeah, I loved that shit.
Like, see, I didn't know about any of that shit until she blew up.
Yeah, well, I knew her before she blew up.
Right. I've heard that from a bunch of people.
Yeah. I knew her before fucking Moo came out.
Mm. Like, see, I got on with Moo. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I liked her shit before then. It was lit.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, if you listen to her old stuff, it's like hella sexual, but subliminally sexual. And it's like, I like that shit. That's cool.
Interesting. That's dope. Yeah, I have to honestly go check more of her shit out.
Yeah, go to SoundCloud.
Okay, yeah, but that's what I mean, like the old stuff, because I listened to like her newer albums. I actually like didn't really bother listening to her albums until she started getting destroyed on social media, and everybody on Twitter was trying to convince me that she was a racist, and I was like...
Yeah, they convinced me of that too. I believed it, but...
I was very skeptical, and when I actually really tried to like figure out what people were mad about, I ended up not being that impressed. Not that it's really my fight, but, you know, I ended up kind of not falling for it.
Yeah, I found like a bunch of that shit was debunked anyway, so... Because I believed it too for a long time, and I was hurt as fuck, because I was like, I love this bitch.
I still want to know who all those white guys in that chat room were, because everybody was acting like they were a bunch of Nazis, and I'm like... Okay, I want to know who they are. Like, give me information about these dudes. And I never saw anybody actually be like, well, this is this guy who said this, this, and this.
Yeah, no proof. That's what they do. They cancel you with no proof.
I felt like at that moment, for some reason, like, tensions were so high in America. Because keep in mind, that was, like, immediately before the protests and shit started going off. And then, like, everybody stopped hating on Doja Cat once they started protesting. I felt like in some weird way that was kind of, like, the same energy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyone else?
Anyone else I look up to?
You should have been in the WAP video.
I'm weak. yeah, well, they didn't hit me up, so that's on them.
Next time.
But
you could be in the WAP 2 video.
Okay, so...
You know it's coming.
No, it's not. No? Anyways. Okay. I'm inspired by Next Youngin a lot. Like, I mean, our styles of music are definitely different, but like... As a person, she inspires me.
Is she kind of like managing you?
No, Spain and Solomon Sounds are my manager.
Oh, I forgot that Solomon is managing you. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
So what kind of shit, like, what's your communication like, or what kind of stuff is he lining up for you? For the world who doesn't know what I'm talking about, he was also managed X and a shitload of other really successful people over the last few years.
I mean, like, he lives in a different state, so we only talk on the phone, but like, him and Spain just work together to make me better as a person and as an artist.
Right.
Because I'm not shit.
You really feel that way? Or are you just saying that? Because you want to try to lower expectations?
No, like, I'm really not shit.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that even mean, though?
I think I'm just a really terrible person.
Really?
Yeah.
So I should be careful about getting any closer to you?
No, I mean, I'm working on myself. Like, but right now, I know I've done some fucked up things.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. how do you feel like you're going to repent when it comes to those things? Or what do you need to do to make it right?
There is no way to make it right. It's already done.
Uh-huh.
I just have to be a better person for myself.
Do you catch a body or something?
No.
Okay.
Like, I'm not no killer, bro.
You ever had a close call?
No, I do murder the pussy, though, so.
Ooh.
Guess you could call me a killer.
There it is. Wait, so are you like highly promiscuous with all these girls that you're meeting on the internet?
I definitely am a flirt. Like, I definitely have a flirty personality. Like, I flirt with everyone just because I can. It's just for practice.
Okay. But you have no interest in dudes?
No.
There's no, like...
There's definitely boys that, like, I think are attractive, but, like, I would never go as far to, like, fuck them.
You're not actually interested in that? But no. That's what I kind of don't get about, like... Because every girl that I know who is a lesbian is pretty much also into dudes as well, because, like, I feel like being in the porn world, that's
not being a lesbian. That's called being bisexual.
Right. Yeah. I don't really... Yeah. So, like, Lil Mosey DM'd you, it's not going to work?
First of all, choose a cuter rapper.
I'm trying to choose, like, the cutest rapper I can think of.
Yeah. I don't really find rappers attractive. Like, I guess I fall for people that are nice to me and care about me. But it's like, I guess I could talk to a boy and, like, be, like, really close friends with them. And, like, but it would never get to the point of us having sex. Because okay. I don't want to be penetrated.
Right. That's the rule?
I guess, yeah. Like, I'm not going to kiss you or anything. I mean, yeah, we can flirt, but I'm not ever going to kiss you or have sex with you.
Tell me if this is too much, but when you say you're not going to be penetrated, is that with women as well?
I mean, like, I like to get fingered. Okay. Definitely. That's, like, my favorite part.
But you can never imagine having a dick in you?
No. Like, even the strap on hurts. That
really?
That shit's painful.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, like, I dealt with a little trauma when I was younger, so it's like, I'm cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
It doesn't matter. I'm over it.
Well, I guess that's a good attitude, yeah. So what are you kind of planning about, like in terms of your career? Like, what's the big plan? Are you thinking about doing a project? Do you feel like you're not ready for that, or?
No, I definitely have enough songs for a project already. I'm just waiting for the right time.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird time for you to come up during COVID and whatnot.
Yeah, but it's also the best time.
Everybody's at home watching PB Cocaine videos.
Mm-hmm.
Did the fucking DDLG video get age restricted so you can't? It's like really hard to find.
Yeah, it's age restricted and shadow banned.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, YouTube don't like pussy.
Whenever I try to find it to show somebody, I just like realized one day that it got a lot harder. Like I couldn't just search PB Cocaine anymore. I had to search the full song name.
Yeah, they wasn't fucking with the kid.
It is a little... extreme.
I don't care. Like, I promise you, at 12 years old, I was watching porn, so it's like no different.
Yeah, but still, it's kind of like YouTube's job to try to make sure that 12-year-olds are watching as little porn-esque content as possible, right?
Well, then maybe I should just put the video on Pornhub because I know there's already people looking at it underage because I was.
Well, you can make money on Pornhub as well.
Yeah, I know. My OnlyFans is leaked on Pornhub.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Do you make mad money from OnlyFans?
Yeah, hella bread.
And was that a thing before music?
I mean, I had OnlyFans, but I didn't really post on it, and I didn't have no subscribers, like, really, because, like, but I would post, like, really explicit content back then, but now I just post, like, my boobs and my butt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And people go crazy for it. Is it dudes or girls copping this?
It's both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're talking to them in the messages and whatnot?
Not really. I don't, like, keep up with it. Like, I just post and go.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't really like, I'm not really interested in having a conversation with you. I'm interested in you looking at me naked and sending me tips.
I respect that. But also I hear from a lot of the girls that the tips is where they make a lot of the money at because they sort of upsell like premium content. But I guess if you're not doing anything too crazy, that might not be a...
Yeah. I mean, like I offer like pole dances to your favorite song because I have a pole in my house.
Mm.
And I'll put your name on my butt.
Wow. How much does that cost?
I don't know the prices at the top of my head, but they're on my OnlyFans. Subscribe and find out.
Damn, getting your name written on a butt. That's pretty cool. Yuri, one of our editors, he'll like be on Twitch and he'll take shots for $10. And one time I saw him like super late at night and he had all kinds of words written all over his face because he had gotten tips from people like to draw glasses on his own face and shit like that. You wouldn't do that?
No, that's like
so kind of degrading, right?
It's a little weird. I mean, like, I'll put your like, because somebody's asked me to do like their band on my butt.
Their band?
Yeah, like they're in a music band. I was like, okay.
Right. But do you sell promo on Instagram and shit?
No, absolutely not. That'll fuck up my page.
I'm trying to cop a promo.
Well, that's tough.
Put me on a story and just say, follow Adam22. He's sending out content.
We can take a picture together and I can use that as a caption. But
we gotta do that.
Unless we take a picture together or anything, like, I'm not just gonna post you on my page because it's gonna, like, fuck up my flow.
But, you know, that's what's funny is that people come on this podcast sometimes and then I just see them selling promo on their Instagram story immediately after. And I'm like, wow, that's hilarious how the world works these days. That people just like, oh, this is my window. I'm gonna have an extra amount of people watching my shit. Boom, I'm selling $50 story posts. Let's go.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's actually unnecessary. That's going to make the people who want to see me look at my page less because then it's like, oh, she's doing weird shit.
Yeah, it'll definitely just, you know. You want to make it so that, like, when your story pops up on people's Instagram that they actually think it's going to be interesting and not a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
Facts. Okay, so, yeah, you're just sort of waiting for the right time to drop this project. Anything else we should look forward to?
Yeah, my slut music video is coming out.
That's what it's called?
I don't know when.
Slut.
Soon, yeah.
And it's just you or is there anyone else on it?
It's just me.
Word.
Yeah, it's going to be lit.
Who was the other artist that you did a video with, the dude?
Oh, the Village?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a friend from high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I thought that might have been the label putting that together or something. That's interesting.
No.
That was crazy. Because there was one scene in that where you sort of like have your hand blocking your vagina area and your legs are up. And I was just like, oh my. And I'm like, this looks more like porn than anything I've ever seen on YouTube.
That's what most of my videos I try to make like, because I don't know. I like sex.
Right.
That's the best way to capture my essence. So it's like, it's what I'm finna promote.
You should do an explicit version of all your videos on Pornhub and then the cleaner version on YouTube.
I'm finna do it on my OnlyFans.
Or that too. That's great.
Because I'm not getting my money from Pornhub. I'm gonna get it from OnlyFans.
But Pornhub pays pretty good too.
Yeah, that's cool. But
allegedly, I've heard. Yeah, not that great. Not as good as YouTube, but something I heard.
Yeah, but OnlyFans could pay me better, and then I'll get more subscribers.
There you go.
Yeah.
You don't put your numbers out there.
My phone number?
No, your how much money you make off OnlyFans and shit.
Right now, all my money, I haven't withdrawn anything because I just wanted to, like, build up to the same amount that, like, I got when I first signed, and then I'm finna withdraw it.
Did you have a bidding war when you got signed? You get a good check from that?
Like, were people fighting over me? Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you ran it up?
I guess. Like, my lawyer helped me.
Right.
Because it wasn't really about the money. It was about the terms. Like, I didn't want to do something that I didn't want to do.
Yeah, I mean, taking a huge check and then getting less on the back end is usually doesn't really work out so well for people in the long run. But so you're super comfortable financially at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Has that made you a happier person or like how much has that changed?
Money does not make you happy.
Right, but it can make you more comfortable. And
like I'm definitely comfortable. Like my life is pretty good right now. But like me, I'm not happy.
What's it going to take, you think?
I just have to work on myself. Like, there's really nothing that can make me happy.
Mm.
Like, I just have to fix myself and fix what's going on in my head.
Align the chakras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigga, you don't know shit about what you're talking about. Shut up.
I think of the chakra thing as, like, just a metaphor for, like, getting your life together in general, though. So I'm not. It's just another way of putting it, right?
I guess.
You meditate?
I try to. It's very hard.
It is hard, yeah. I'm old as fuck and it's still hard.
Yeah, it's hard as fuck.
I just start thinking about the stupidest shit and I feel like it's so important. Like, oh my God, I need to grab my phone to do this. And then I'm like, I check myself like, that's stupid. You don't need to fucking.
Yeah, I'll meditate for like 15 minutes and then call it a day because like, damn, I can't focus. I can't not focus on something for that long.
No, it's crazy. It's the hardest thing in the world is just sitting still.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even sitting still right now. I'm moving side to side.
I know, and you're like start bouncing your foot up and down, and then you think about like what that means. Like I have so much nervous energy that I'm just moving my foot around. Like what the fuck is that?
Yeah, and lucky you just made me start moving my foot.
For real. Oh yeah. Okay. PB cocaine, taking over the game.
Look at you, bars, come rapper.
Yeah, I write for a lot of rappers.
Are you being dead ass? Are you lying?
Yeah, you know Drake? I write most of his shit. Just kidding. But do you think you're going to be on the XXL cover coming up? Do you think you got it in you?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what XXL the magazine is?
No.
They do a cover, the freshman cover with all the new rappers on it?
No, I never heard of that.
That's amazing. You're from another planet.
Yeah, I'm not really like, I don't really know who people are or know who things are. Like, to be honest, like,
right.
I didn't really know who you were either.
You didn't? But then you were nervous once you actually got here?
Yeah, because I do my research. I watched some of your videos before I came because I was like, let this nigga not embarrass me because on God, we might have to fight.
Right.
But like, that's why I thought she was bald.
Which interviews did you watch? I would have thought you would have seen Black China walking out. That might have made you worried.
I seen that, and I know that you're smart enough to not do that to me.
She was kind of tweaking. It's not like I asked her anything worse than anything I asked you.
I know, but I just know that you're smart enough not to do that to me because this is our first interview.
And because you're a killer?
We don't know each other yet.
You're a killer.
Do you have a vagina?
No.
Then, no, that doesn't apply to you.
I got a boosie. Is that what it's called? The butthole pussy?
You're a weirdo.
Butt pussy? You're a weirdo.
I don't remember what video I seen, but I just remember, I seen a lot of your stuff with Selena.
Mm.
Yeah.
You look up to her?
I mean, like, no, but, like, she's cool.
Yeah.
I don't, like, look up to her because I would not do what she's doing, but, like.
In terms of what, exposing rappers or?
No, in terms of, like.
OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Right.
She'd be doing on her OnlyFans.
But that's just how she's monetizing. Her whole thing from the beginning has been more about, like, fucking rappers and then just, like, you know, documenting it in some way and just exposing them or whatever. That was her thing,
like,
for a long time.
That's good for her. Like, that's a, you know, if that's her career choice, that's cool. But it's not the career choice for me.
Well, that's good. All right. PP Cocaine.
What's up?
Where'd the PP part come from?
Pretty Pink.
Oh, okay. There it is.
Yeah.
Amazing.
People think it's pink pussy, but no, it's pretty pink.
People are so stupid.
You probably thought that shit too.
I didn't think about it. I thought PP, like, I mean, that's what we called urine when I was a kid.
Urine cocaine.
That's kind of what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm going to change it to that.
Just two of the good things in life.
Oh,
urine and drugs. Yeah. All right. PB Cocaine, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe. Shout out to our sponsor, Rare Exotics, as well as these One Up bars. We got the link down in the description. Follow them on Instagram and all that. Appreciate you.
Of course. I appreciate you too.